Underground Preacher checking into the Underground Church. And today, we are going to start on a Break Free series. That is a 4 messages series to help break free from demonic alliances, soul ties, and generational curses. So today, we're breaking free from demonic alliances. There is a type of sin that will establish an alliance between you and a spirit, a demon. I remember this pastor once, he told me that when he was going through deliverance, that there was this demon who wouldn't leave. I mean, they prayed, they fasted, the demon would not leave. And then eventually, Holy Spirit revealed that when he was young, he had a tattoo, and that tattoo tied him into an alliance with that demon. That's why the demon would not leave. So afterward, he acknowledged the sin, repented, and broke the alliance with the blood of Jesus Christ, and then rebuked the demon, and the demon was gone.
Hallelujah.
A demonic alliance is like a marriage certificate between you and a demonic spirit. Only here the spirit gets to decide, not you. You can't just get a divorce whenever you want to, because the spirit now has the right over you. You have acted on a sin that ties you into an alliance with them. And by doing that, you now belong to the spirit. And the only way you can break free from demonic alliances is through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
So by referring to the story of the pastor, I realized that having a tattoo is also one of the sins that would get you into an alliance with demonic spirits. Hence, it is written in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. That is a form of worship, cutting yourself, tattooing yourself, and all the likes. They all consist of entering into an alliance with the forces of darkness. Clearly, that is not how God wants to be worshipped. So all you're doing through those practices is calling in spirits, the kind of spirits that would not leave by prayer and fasting. Oh no, because you have done something specifically to give them the right over you. And as long as that alliance is not broken, as long as that marriage certificate is not revoked, that spirit is not going anywhere. It's like being in a marriage and telling your wife to leave you alone. I mean, you're still married. You can't just tell her to leave you alone. There is that tie. And once you commit that sin, the bond, the tie is set, and the demon ain't going nowhere. He ain't going to remind you that you did this. No, only Holy Spirit will remind you of that. The worst of them are the blood alliances and sacrifices, whether through witchcraft, cult, or any type of initiation, binding you into a cause. Once blood is involved, you have signed off your soul. And sometimes you even sign off the souls of your loved ones. And once that happens, the alliance establishes a generational curse. But we are going to address the generational curses down the line in a separate message. But for now, don't lose heart. Just know that there is hope. Even in blood alliance, there is still hope. The blood of Jesus Christ can still set you free.
Hallelujah.
And don't fool yourself. It is the blood of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ alone. Nothing else. And the process of breaking free from demonic alliances is, first, recall the act, the sin that got you into the alliance in the first place. Pray and Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. And then once Holy Spirit reveals it to you, you get on your knees, you repent from it. Then break that alliance, cover that alliance with the blood of Jesus Christ. You break it with the blood of Jesus Christ. And then afterwards, you can rebuke the spirit and the spirit will leave in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
We have both the prayer to break free from demonic alliances and the deliverance prayer to cast out spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. These two prayers are available on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, in our prayer collection under the prayer section. We also have our Freedom Journey messages to help you with your deliverance battle against spirits. So, gear up and break free from demonic alliances today. Amen?
Amen.
On our next message, we are going to address a very dangerous but common type of alliance with nighttime spirits called succubus and incubus. So until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am out.